Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Shmini, the Torah describes the day that Aaron HaKohen was promoted, so to speak, to the position of the Kohen Gadol. After the Mishkan was constructed, it came time for Aaron to take on his new role. And right before he's installed, so to speak, the Torah says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Hey, Vayikrevu kol ha'eda vayamdu lifnei Hashem. The whole nation approached the Mishkan, and they stood before Hashem. And then in the next pasuk, in Perek Tes Pasuk Vav, the Torah says, Vayomer Moshe, Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem ta'asu, Ve'yera aleichem kavod Hashem. Moshe said, this is the thing that Hashem commanded that you must do, and the glory of Hashem will appear to you. And on this pasuk, the Medrash in the Sifra says something very enigmatic. Amar lahem Moshe. This is what the Medrash says. Amar lahem Moshe li Yisrael. Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, Oso Yetzer Hara ha'aviru milibchem. You must remove the Yetzer Hara from your hearts. V'tihiyu kulchem beyira achas ube'etza achas l'shareis lifnei hamakom. Remove the Yetzer Hara from your hearts. Fear Hashem together and serve Hashem together. That's the Medrash. But what does it mean? Where is the Yetzer Hara mentioned in this pasuk? Who mentioned the Yetzer Hara? Why here? Why now? This question is asked by Rav Mordechai Drucker. He was a Rav and author in Talmud Chacham from Lviv in the Ukraine. He lived in the late 19th century, early 20th century. And this is found in one of his Sfarim, Tcheles Mordechai. It's a Sefer of Rav Drucker's Chidushim on the Chumash. And in that Sefer, on our Parsha, Rav Drucker offers the following beautiful and powerful idea. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perakei Mishnah, lists 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And one of those miracles was, Omdim Tzfufim Umishtachavim Revachim. When people stood, when they were Omdim, they were Tzfufim, they were very crowded. However, when they bowed down, they were Revachim. They had plenty of room. That was the miracle. And many Mefarshim describe this miracle in a similar fashion. It happens to be that Rav Drucker quotes Rav Yekusiel Teitelbaum in his Sefer Yitev Lev, and they explain the miracle in the following way. When you are filled, chas v'shalom, with gaiva, with haughtiness, when you stand on your kavod, when people are omdim, when they stand on their kavod, then of course it's going to be tzfufim. The world is going to be tzfufim. When a person, very crowded, when a person feels that they're the most important person in the room, then everything feels crowded. They feel like no one belongs in their vicinity. However, when people are mishtachavim, when they lower themselves, when they bow to others, and of course to Hashem, then there's all the room in the world. There is revachim. If you're mishtachavim, then revachim. That is a beautiful way to explain that Mishnah, but that is also the way Rav Drucker explains the Medrash on our Pasuk. The Torah says, Vayikrevu kol ha'eda vayamdu lifnei Hashem. People were so proud of their accomplishment, so proud of the Mishkan, so proud and perhaps filled with gaiva because of the beautiful Mishkan that they built. And therefore, Hashem said, Oso Yetzer Hara ha'aviru milibchem. That is the Yetzer Hara that you must remove from your hearts. Vayikrevu kol ha'eda vayamdu lifnei Hashem. Vayamdu because of their gaiva chas v'shalom. You have to remove that Yetzer Hara. Right before Bnei Yisrael were to begin the Avodah and the Mishkan, Hashem had to tell Bnei Yisrael, and every time we serve Hashem, we too must hear the same message. Haughtiness does not go with Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is all about recognizing that everything we have, and everything we are, all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to think otherwise is contrary to our service of Hashem. Therefore, first, Oso Yetzer Hara Ha'eviru Milibchem, first remove the Midah of Gaiva from your hearts, and then and only then, come to the Mishkan and serve Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone!